0433981116. Let's get stuck into our conversation starter this morning for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. We touched on this a little bit before the 7 o'clock news. Culture within sport, it's a word that we hear a lot, Kingy. I sometimes wonder whether we fully know what it believes. And I think this extends to workplaces as well, that we hear culture and our culture is this and we want to be this, but do we really know what it is in the first instance?
Well, we hear a lot about it, don't we? We hear a lot about culture. And I just wonder if what do people do they're driving to work this morning, you're in the car, you're on your way in, or you're on the train, whatever it is. What does culture mean to you at your workplace? What is your workplace doing to get the best out of you? Or what are you doing as a driver of the cultural standards, if you like, or the setting of standards at your workplace? What are you doing to get the best out of those around you? Is it a real thing? Is it a tangible thing that people are proud of at their workplace? I just wonder whether they are. I wonder, or do they just go to work and do what they've got to do and not think that way?
Can culture be the same at two places, or are they different at every environment?
Well, I heard Alistair Clarkson talk about culture at Hawthorn. He said culture change, it's not set. You don't set the culture. It evolves. It changes. When one person walks out the door, another one walks in. So Jordan Lewis and a Sam Mitchell leave. Straight away your culture shifts and it changes. And you've got to keep a handle on how it's tracking, where it's going. Is it correct? Is it on the money? Do we need to, you know, invest in this or invest in that? Do different things. So it's ever evolving. It doesn't stand still.
Because I suppose that's a risk, isn't it? Hawthorn's a good example that if in 2021 – you're still doing it the way you were doing in 2013 and 14 when you were winning premierships, then that's you and as an organisation. You haven't evolved, have you?
And you have, they call them centre of influence types. Who are those people at your football club?
Yep.
So they have, say, an Isaac Smith leave this year. Now, Boyle reports he's that connecting type person, not the player, the person. So dragging different, you know, younger players into different conversations, you know, getting them around the group, making them feel welcome and respected and loved in a lot of ways, making them feel part of the family. And then they worry about the football side of things.
Mm.
So once you've got a happy person, then you can get the best out of them, show them the way. I just wonder if that's what happens at workplaces around Melbourne or wherever you're listening today.
1-300-736-736 to join us. Our conversation starter today. What does culture mean for you within your own team that you support or within your own organisation as well? What is culture? What does it look like? I guess we had a few instances during the trade period. The Adam Treloar situation played out so publicly, and we'll get to that a bit later on. But hearing Adam Treloar talk like this makes you wonder whether he fell in love instantly with what was happening at the Bulldogs.
I guess it is what it is. Like I said, one chapter closes, another one starts. And when I met Bevo, like I said before, I instantly fell in love. And the love and support that I've got from Bulldogs fans, Bulldogs players, is something that, I'm truly grateful for.
Interesting. I mean, this is a guy that is feeling unloved for the last couple of weeks, isn't he? He's feeling a little bit slighted and probably disrespected in a lot of ways and wondering whether he would have thought that he had the coach supporting him. He would have thought he had the football club behind him, his teammates giving him every support that he needed for the last few years, and he's had his own challenges. They're all aware of them. They know the person. They know the package that is Adam Treloar to be rocked like he was late. So he would be a little bit damaged going into the Dogs. So he's impressionable, isn't he, from minute one. So for Bevo to... He's clearly going to throw his arms around him. He's clearly going to embrace him. They've got him for a long time now. He's going to be a major driver of their next opportunity. But it is good to hear a player speak like that. And I think Bevo is one of those guys. You know, he's different. He's an emotional connector. He's not about, you know, ticks and, you know, X's and O's. He's more of a work on the mind type coach.
Chris Fagan seems to fall into that category. And it backs this text up here, Kingy. Culture eats strategy for breakfast.
Yep. You've probably got to have a bit of both to reach the ultimate, but you can't do it without having standards and without having your culture in great order.
Off the text as well, David says, at work, the most diligent person can lose culture if the leadership is poor. If the leadership does not care, why should I? I think leadership at all organisations starts at the very, very top.
So what do they do? This is what I'm getting to. What do they do? At your workplace today, what do you see and say that we're doing this to have this sort of effect? I wonder what those things are, because we talk about him in a sporting sense, and I'm not quite sure it's there. I don't know. That's why I asked the question. Is it in your workplace today?
1300 736 736. What's going on within your own workplace, but within your own footy club as well? What do you see as a fan that you think, okay, we've got this nailed, or the other way, do you look and think, okay, we've got a bit of a problem here. We've got some work to do. Craig's in Mount Martha first up. Hello, Craig.
Morning, boys. Welcome to the airwaves.
Cheers.
Listen, talk about culture. Gee, if you just wanted to have a bit of a, you know, throw a blanket over it, right at the moment, you know, I'm an Essendon supporter. Our culture is shot. As far as I'm concerned, we haven't been any good since the peptide saga days, unfortunately. And, you know, you look at the Joe Danaher thing, you look at, you know, Ben Rutten coming in, look, the jury's out as far as I'm concerned. Our culture is shot. You look at Port Adelaide, you look at Richmond, their culture is fantastic, and that's what's got them the success they've got. If you want to have a quid on a team to win the premiership next year, I'm all out for Port Adelaide. I mean, Ken English got them all together, the minimal trades, you got them all together as a team, and their culture, well, I mean, you only got to look at the fan base and so forth. So that's my tip for the flag next year. Get on, I reckon.
Yeah, it's a good call. I mean, you see Ken Hinckley talk to his younger players in particular. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's, what would he be, 55?
Yeah.
He's 55, he's talking to 18-year-old young men. So there's a massive gap in what makes these kids tick, you know, how they live, what motivates them. But he's just got this wonderful connection with them. I mean, they're younger than his kids. So you can see it. It's a great call that you make, Greg. I think, you know, to be able to drive culture, you need to know who you're talking to. You need to know who the people are, what actually motivates these guys. What, how you tap into that? You see, as Zach Butters with Ken Hinckley, it's like they're best mates.
Yeah, it's a deep relationship there, isn't it? And Ken seems to have those relationships with everyone. And you could probably say, King, and this is part of the conversation as well, I suppose, is it helps with retention. It's, you know, Port Adelaide have had players that have had offers that have gone elsewhere, like every club, but it's helping with their retention. The fact that guys pitch a tent and they want to be there, and they don't think about packing that tent up and taking it elsewhere.
Definitely not in my workplace. Worked at the company for 6 years. The big boss doesn't even know my name.
Well, there you go.
One of the temper texts.
I thought we'd get a few frustrated people this morning. David's in Tasmania. David, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great.
I think where I work for Repco Auto Parts, but you know, we have a great culture, but it, you know, your culture gets found out when things go wrong. So we, you know, 2020 was pretty obviously a battle for everyone. And I can hand on heart say that from the top down in our business and our parent company, the support has been second to none. You know, we didn't have the support of the government because of the amount of money that Repco makes. So Repco put their hand in their own pocket and supported every one of their employees from casuals up. So, you know, that just goes to show that we are a family, and that's when we are, when we're battling, we get great support. That's our culture. So
outside of absolute money, David, I just wonder if you've got something that you see. Is there something that happens at your workplace that you say, well, that's us, and you're not sure whether it happens elsewhere? Is there something outside of just finance?
100%. It's you know, take the dollars out of it. It's family. When things go wrong, you know, if you have a personal struggle or anything, you know, you've got people you rely on, and that's my store that I run or above me, I can call on some core people, and that they will go out their way to make sure I'm supported in my personal life before work. So that's what we try and reflect on everyone. So
awesome.
Ticks a lot of boxes, that.
Yeah, awesome. Good call.
If you're looking for a career change, can you maybe go and work with David in Tasmania at a Repco store?
He's all over it.
He sounds like he's very switched on. Tim's in Cheltenham. Hello, Tim.
Yeah, good day, boys. How are you going?
Good.
Yeah, I've actually put a different spin on this. I work in the hospitality industry, and through this stage, we've been pretty well smashed. Next hasn't been the hot culture of the business. It's been the culture of the industry looking after their own people as a group that has been outstanding. So the care in the hospitality industry, not the businesses.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
What sort of things have hit you, Tim? Like what sort of support? What have people done specifically?
They're now making food parcels for people who haven't got any money, people who are not getting JobKeeper. You've got people who are running fitness classes to get people out, get their minds straight. All sorts of stuff that doesn't hit the newspapers that the hospitality industry, the staff are doing off their own back.
great doing
it. It's just, you know, it's one of the best things I've seen in 50 years.
And so, Tim, thanks for your call. So much of this sort of flows into the conversation about North Melbourne and the coaching job, and because I think what we learned from Brisbane, King, is regardless of who it is, it's more than just the coach, isn't it? There are more people that need to be appointed to make it work than just the coach.
Yeah, and they're the centre of influence people at your footy club, and they may be the 20th ranked player on your list. They may not even be in your leadership group initially in their early days. And sometimes we're shocked when someone from left field is put into a leadership role, and you think, well, he's only been there 5 minutes. This kid's pushing up for a leadership position. But this is what we're talking about. They get it. They make places hum. They make them work.
From the text, Melbourne Storm, Melbourne Storm, Melbourne Storm. That's all I need to say. They're almost the market leader when you think of culture at a sporting club, aren't they?
Yeah, fantastic. That's a great text.
And Chris Fagan is the king of building relationships and culture. Have a look at the Lions' retention over the last 5 years and the players who now want to go there. It's been a remarkable turnaround from the times, Kingy, where they had Elliot Yeo and Jared Polek and players walking out the door, to now having a guy like Joe Danaher and others nominate, Lachie Neale as well, nominate Brisbane as the club they want to be at.
They'll stay and they'll probably stay for less. And it makes it easy to attract fresh talent. I mean, Tom Lynch chose Richmond after a conversation with Jack Rewalt saying, mate, you come and play here. I can't guarantee success, but I guarantee you'll have a great time. We come to work, we work hard, but we come to have fun. I think that this is what we're talking about. What does it look like? What does that look like in your workplace?
This is our conversation starter for Kia. The all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. You can find out more at kia.com.au. More of your calls after this. I got a text before. Train people well enough that they can leave. Treat them well enough so they don't want to. That's a Richard Branson quote.
Spot on.
Regarding workplace culture. It's SEM Breakfast.